The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so for everyone listening, we're here with Tanya Rad and Raquel Stevens. They are the who's who of Hollywood. I mean, y'all are in with everyone. Y'all, I mean, Tanya's on air with Ryan Seacrest. You're talking to the biggest celebrities every day. Raquel, your bestie, Selena Gomez. I mean, y'all are just, y'all also are so deeply rooted in your faith. Y'all are just, y'all have a full picture of life, what it all is. And you've gathered all this information. And now I kind of wanted to do like a little how-to with The Sunshine Mind, this book that y'all just released, and kind of go through some of your bullet points, and if you feel like elaborating on how to have a sunshine mind, because y'all have seen people who are huge celebrities have it all across the board. Y'all live in the middle of it in LA, and you're in that scene, and you know that like money and status doesn't bring you full happiness. We've been talking about that already in this podcast, but it's what really brings you happiness is your relationship with a higher power. And who you are and having your insides really be good, like having like a good heart and good intentions and connected to your higher purpose. So y'all wrote a whole book about it. And I just would love to hear little inspiration, like some of the titles and then anything that you feel like adding, if you don't mind sharing, because it's so great.
Okay. I like this one. This is day 47. It's Watch Your Words. So I'll read a little bit of it. So I have a friend who for weeks on end, every time we would talk, had something negative or unkind to say about something or someone. I became frustrated and it got to the point where I was about to say something harsh in regard to the negativity. I got off the phone with her one day and I felt God speaking to me, telling me that if this friend was being negative and unkind, it was because life and the people in it had been unkind to her. I decided I would be kind and empathetic the next time that we spoke. And my friend's tone completely changed after I did this. If I had chosen to respond harshly to her, it only would have added to the negativity and made it worse. This has been a good lesson that my own response can change a situation.
Oh.
So then it goes into saying, you know, words are containers for power. They, you know, carry creative power or destructive power. And I think that's really important to remember, because I think that, you know, it's frustrating if you're talking to someone when they're just negative, they're unkind. You can be like, oh my God, like, you know, you can kind of want to be like, are you good? Or like, whatever. But it was so wild, because I literally completely changed my tone with her on the phone and started to be loving and speak kindness. And it changed the atmosphere over the phone. And so I think it's such a good reminder of sometimes it's again, it's counterculture. It's going against an atmosphere. It's going against negativity. And what comes of that is I love how people say like darkness can never overpower, like light can always come through the darkness, right? And so I think that when something is dark or a situation is dark, if we bring light into that, it always wins, it always overpowers. So I like that one.
Love that, because you can't diffuse darkness with darkness, you know. And if someone's upset and angry, and I've been learning this a lot, I have a 3.5-year-old daughter and she's the love of my life, but like she has a strong opinion and sometimes she like really asserts it, and I have a tendency to want to energy match her and like meet her back at that intense level. But like I'm reminding myself multiple times a day what you just said, Raquel, is like love, come in loving, like don't meet in that energy with that same energy. The only way to change it is through love. But it's hard.
Yeah.
Because we're so taught to like stand up for yourself and go hard and fight injustice. And not that that's not right. But honestly, why can't we change the world by just loving people more, you know, instead of fighting, like loving?
Yeah.
I love that.
I picked this one. I really like this one. Prioritize character over chemistry. It's day 42.
Mm.
Character over chemistry always. In the dating world, especially on the apps, you lead with chemistry. Whose photos are you attracted to? Who do you click with most over text? Is there a spark when you meet in real life? At the beginning of relationships, we can focus so much on the chemistry that we lose sight of the more important C word, character. Chemistry fades. Chemistry can give you a good relationship for a hot minute, but it's only temporary, whether it's a few weeks or a few years. But character lasts a lifetime. If you're dating someone with good character, that is the person you should focus on. And I love this because this was actually part of a friend of mine's wedding, this sentiment. And I've never thought of it that way because when I was dating, I would always lead with chemistry. It's like, are you attracted to that person? Is there that spark? And it's so true that fades, that chemistry doesn't last forever, but character does. And so it's like really getting to the root of when you're dating, who is this person? And you can figure that out through various different ways. How do they treat, you know, the waitress or the waiter? How do they open the door for you? How do they speak about the people in their lives? How do they speak about their work, their profession, the people that they work with? So I just think that there's ways to really focus on character over chemistry. And that's been like, that was a game changer for me.
I love that. Okay. And you talk about Ben Higgins, this one. Were you involved with Bachelor? Were you like in the on the Bachelor?
No. So I'm like an honorary Bachelor member.
Okay. Cause you're in with all these Bachelor people.
I mean, Becca Tilly was on the Bachelor twice and she's one of my best friends.
And that's who you podcast with, right?
That's who I podcast with. And so basically, through her, I'm in the world. So like Ben Higgins is a really good friend of mine. He's also somebody that's been really rooted in his faith. And he asked me to be part of his book, which I was very honored about. And like Ashley Iaconetti and Jared Haven, they came to the book signing that we had last week.
Would you have ever gone on The Bachelor?
There was a moment where I was thinking about it. And it's very funny because it was right around the time I met my current boyfriend. And we were still in the gray area of like, we're not a couple, but we're dating and I really liked him. And so I was kind of using that as like a, I don't know, like I was like, oh, you know, they want me to go on The Bachelor. I don't know. I really like you.
The Bachelor's so wild because I love to watch it. And then you love to hate it, but then you also love to see people have success stories and all of it happens. It's like the ultimate amazing train wreck success though, because like you throw yourselves into this giant disaster pool kind of, but it's also awesome and amazing experiences happen. But then people totally blow up their lives, but then also people fall in love and have families. So it's like
it's always like Becca met JoJo, who's one of her best friends. She was a bridesmaid in her wedding. They're very much still a part of each other's lives. So it's like, you know, she didn't find love, but she found one of her best friends.
I think the whole experiences is what makes it so cool. Just putting yourself into like an incubator with just a small group of people doing random things, fighting over one person, it's bound to just create memories for life, you know? And we all love to watch. I love that. That's amazing.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.